word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today, and I hope that you'll listen as we continue to consider what God says in His Word today. We're going to be in Psalm 139. If you'd like to open a Bible and join us as we study the Word of God today, I'm so thankful for our listeners and for those who have sent us gifts to help us out. It is such a blessing to us, and we appreciate that so much. We've been offering for the last several weeks a little prayer journal, and we'd love to send one to you. All you have to do is write to us. We've sent out a number of these, and people write to us and let us know where they're hearing the program today. These little prayer journals, they're just little small pocket journals. They'll fit in a shirt pocket. They'll easily fit into a purse or something like that. They're very easy to carry around, and when somebody asks and says, "Would you pray for me?" you can just pull that out and mark their name down, or as you hear prayer requests, in my prayer journal, on one of the back pages, I have a list of about 12 or 13 missionaries that I like to pray for. And so this is a great little prayer journal. We'd love to send you one. Just contact us. There's a number of ways you can do that. You can contact us through our website at considerhisword.org. Just click the contact us and send us a request. Let us know your address and where you're hearing this program today, and we'll get one out to you as soon as possible. Now, you can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And again, just your information is all we need. Or you can just write to us. Let me give you our mailing address. And actually, it's interesting that most of the requests we get come through the mail. Not through email or through the website, but through what we call snail mail. And that's fine. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I need to tell you this, though Clewiston is our mailing address, we're located about 30 miles from there. But we do have a mail facility here, and we do get your mail in a decent time. So write to us. We'd love to hear from you. I want to begin today by reading some of our psalm from Psalm 139. We've been looking at really the presence of God in our life. And I don't mean just the sense that God is there, but the sense that God is involved in your life. God loves you so much. And God wants to be a part of your life. That's why we must receive Christ as our Savior, because when we get saved, we begin this relationship with God. And God becomes involved in every part of your life. And that's kind of what this psalm is about, how God is involved. And so today, we're going to be really looking at verse 3 and a few other verses along that line. But let's go ahead and read some of it, right? Psalm 139 says, "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. What a great psalm about the presence of God in our life. He said, thou art acquainted with all my ways. And that's really kind of the theme of our program today is in verse 3, where he says, thou art acquainted with all my ways. You know, God knows where you are, and he knows where you're going. God knows where you start. That would be your path. And God knows what your past is, and God knows all about you. He knows the experiences you've had. He knows the sorrows you've been through. He knows the hurts that you've experienced. He knows your body and all of the health issues that you've had to deal with. God knows all about you. God knows your path, and God knows when you stop. It says, and he knows my lying down. He knows where you are. And you know, the Bible here says that there is nowhere that you can go that God is not there. I have seen many people try to run away from God. Sometimes they'll run away from God by trying to move to another city or to another state. And the problem is, when they get there, God is there. It just doesn't work that way. And some will try to run away from God with chemicals, either by drugs or by drinking or some way. And they'll think somehow that if they can just somehow escape their reality, that somehow they're going to escape God. And that doesn't work either. God knows what's going on, and God knows where you are. He knows where you are, and he knows where you're going. In verse 7 through 9, he says, where can I flee from thy presence, from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall uphold me. You can go as far as you think you can go. And when you get there, God will be waiting. In fact, he's not only waiting, he's been with you on the whole journey all the way through. God knows where you are, and God knows where you're going. I love that verse over in Jeremiah. And I know that there are modern versions that say it a little bit differently, but in our King James Bible, God says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. What a great promise of prayer. God knows where you're headed. You know, it's so important that we trust the Lord and that we, as we pray, that we seek God's leading in our life. I think I mentioned this before, but it just really gets under my skin. When we get around graduation time, that's usually when I hear it. Now I hear somebody stand up and they'll try to wax wise and try to be philosophical, and they'll tell the students, just follow your heart. Don't let anybody tell you what to do or where to go. Just follow your heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now, who wants to follow that? I would suggest that you follow the Lord. In fact, when I speak at graduations, and I've done a number of them, I'll tell the young people, find God's will and follow the Lord. Here he speaks about God leading us and giving us the way. Now, I want to let you know about this too. You know, here we read where God knows where we are physically, whether we might be in some other state or city or wherever we go. God knows where you are in that way. But you know what? God knows where you are spiritually as well. God knows if you're walking with him. God, and listen, I'm not talking about being religious. I'm talking about walking with God. It's a whole different thing. There are many people who are religious that don't walk with God at all and don't even know the Lord. So where are you with Him spiritually? God knows when you're headed for prosperity and for blessing that He's promised you, that, and God is knowing where you're headed in that way. But you know what? Yeah, God knows when you're headed for destruction. And sometimes God will try to warn us. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And God knows where you're headed spiritually. That's why many times God will try to warn us. And sometimes when we're headed down the wrong road and we're doing the wrong things, and we know we are, we know we're blatantly sinning against God, and suddenly God brings some kind of a setback in your life. Maybe you lose a job. Do you ever think maybe He's trying to get your attention? Or maybe you get sick. Maybe He's trying to get your attention. Maybe, and sometimes I've seen it, that God will bring a death into your home. Could be He's trying to get your attention. Listen, God's not being mean to you. God's trying to draw you to Himself, that you would find yourself in a place where you have nowhere but to turn but to Him. God wants you to come to Him. God wants you to pray to Him and to walk with Him and to follow Him. And so God knows where you are spiritually. He knows right now if you're walking close to Him or if you're walking afar off. Or you may be going through the motions. You might be even going to church and going through the motions of reading the Scripture, but spiritually, you're really far from Him. You're harboring and holding on to some kind of sin that you know you should stop doing, and that you should ask God's forgiveness for and make it right with Him, or maybe even other people you know you should go and make it right with them as well. God knows where you are. And here's the thing. He is waiting with open arms for you to come back to Him. If you're walking far from Him, He wants you to come close, and He wants you to be near. And He wants to embrace you if you will just acknowledge Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your paths. You know, for some people, for many people, understanding the presence of God is a great comfort and a great joy. We encourage each other by telling them, you know, the Lord is here and the Lord is with you. But for some, to tell them that God's presence is near, that just scares them to death. Where do you stand today? Are you walking with God, and the words that say God is with you and God is near you, does that comfort your heart and encourage you, or does it strike terror in you? Won't you draw close to Him today? Ask God's forgiveness and draw near to Him. There's nowhere you can go that you can hide. You might as well come on home and know the presence of God. God bless you as you walk close to Him.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.